is Janet McKean from Caro, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, hands-on radio.
Moments before he's hit with a 40-foot wall of sulfuric acid that will horribly burn everything in its path. Now, that's real acid, so I want to see goggles, people.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
It's almost always safety first at the Thingularity Radio program, so don't let that happen to you. Have your questions answered by sending them to catskillmakersinfo@gmail.com and tune in every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra or anytime at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jim McCabe of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org.
Good evening. You're listening to WGXC, ACRA, Radio for Open Ears. I'm Alana, your host, and this is There There. Hey guys, what's up? How's it going? I'm talking to you from an undisclosed location in the woods of Ulster County. I hope you're all hanging in there. That was "Those Who Live for Love Will Live Forever," channeling I'm not going to spell out all the initials, but Immortal Life. That's by Prince Rama, duo from Brooklyn. And this is from an album, Top 10 Hits of the End of the World. I played it because I love you. I love you. And you. Also you. 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 Even here in the dark woods, love emanates. These are difficult times. Things are just getting weirder and weirder. And I don't know. I feel like people are starting to melt down a little bit. But just keep hanging in there, everybody. We can get through this with music and other things. Friendship. Reach out to a friend, someone you haven't thought of reaching out to in a while. I saw someone wrote that recently. It's a good idea. So not too much else to report here. I have two studio mates. Actually, I think just one at the moment. He's very quiet, Mr. Go-Go, but he's monitoring this broadcast for quality. Not sure how it's measuring up just yet. At any rate, there's lots of things we're missing, you know, from our regular routines that have all been disrupted for a while now. One of them I'm missing is live theater. You know, just sitting in a room with people, breathing the same air, watching some strange things unfold, something slightly incomprehensible in a dark room. I miss that. I miss it. So I thought I would play a play for you. Not really a play, a soundtrack. This is from a show called The Black Rider. Tom Waits, you may have heard of him, scored, composed the music. It was a collaboration with theater director Robert Wilson. First, I think, developed in Europe and Canada, and then first came to New York as a production at one of the very first New York Fringe Festivals in 1999, I believe, The Black Rider. And let's check it out.
Gentlemen, Harry's Harbor Bazaar is proud to present Under the Pink Top tonight, Human Oddities! That's right! You've seen the three-headed baby! You'll see Hitler's brain! Celia Graf, the German midget who sat in J.P. Morgan's lap! You'll see Priscilla Mahano, Jojo the Dog Great Boy, Jim Milton Malone, the Human Skeleton. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, see Grace McDaniel, the Mule-Faced Woman, and she's the homeliest woman in the world. Under the Pink Top tonight, you're the 14th, and if you have a heart condition, please be warm. at the Mizanar Snack Bar in Charleston, Toronto. All sales are final. Point where prohibited by law. You'll see CeeLo the Seal Boy with flippers for arms. You'll see Johnny Eck, a man born without a body. He walks on his hands. He has his own orchestra and is an excellent pianist. See Garrett Messler.
remember to linger longer. Stick your spoon in the wall and we'll slaughter them all. November has tied me to an old dead tree. Get word to April to rescue me. November's cold chain made of wet boots and rain. Shiny black ravens on chimney smoke lanes. November seems odd, you're my firing squad. November.
Just want you. bones. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, 'tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Just like those bamboo babies down the South Sea tropic zone, 'tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Around in your bones. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, 'tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Just like those bamboo babies down in the South Sea tropic zone, 'tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
That's the way the stomach rumbles. That's the way the bee bumbles. That's the way the needle pricks. That's the way the glue sticks. That's the way the potato mashes. That's the way the pan flashes. That's the way the market crashes. That's the way the whip lashes. That's the way the teeth gnashes. That's the way the gravy stains. That's the way the moon wanes.
Fell asleep down by the stream, and there I am, a stranger's dream. Down by Brennan's glen there grows a briar. Climbing up into the air. I was born in Brennan's Glen, near the end of spring there grows a briar and a rose. I picked the rose one early morn, I pricked my finger on a thorn. They'd grown so close, the winding wove the briar around the rose. I tried to tear them both apart. I felt a bullet in my heart, all dressed up in spring's new clothes, briar and the rose. When I'm buried in my grave, tell me so I will know. Your tears will fall to make love grow. Briar and the rose. When I'm buried in my grave, tell me so I will know. Your tears will fall to make them grow. The briar and the rose. Your tears will fall to make them grow.
You're listening to WGXC. I'm Alana, your host. This is There, monthly exploration, wandering through the world of performance and performance sounds. What does that mean? It could mean anything, any old thing. Theater, soundtracks, film, music. A speech, a harangue on the street. I wish I could show you three-dimensional performance, but audio goes a long way. We're listening to the soundtrack of The Black Rider. It was a theater production collaboration between musician Tom Waits, who created the soundtrack, and theater director Robert Wilson. And I didn't mention before, the book of the musical was written by William Burroughs. He's not as much captured in the soundtrack as Tom Waits, but his spirit is most certainly there. I'm going to just read a short synopsis of the plot. It's adapted from a folk tale. Willem, a file clerk, falls in love with a huntsman's daughter. In order to marry, Willem must prove his worth as a hunter and gain her father's approval. But as a man of pen and ink, his shot is lousy and his hopes of marriage worsen. He is offered magic bullets by the devil, Pegleg, who assures him that his bullets will always have a sure shot. However, Pegleg stipulates that while most of the bullets will hit anything Willem pleases, one of the bullets is under Pegleg's control. Foolish, naive, and overrun with desperate hope, Willem accepts the Faustian pact. Sadly, on the day of Wilhelm's wedding, the final bullet strikes his beloved dead. He then goes mad and joins the previous victims of Satan's cunning in the devil's carnival. So there you go. The last track we heard was called The Briar and the Rose. Mournful, mournful song. We're going to continue on. Before we do, you know, I'm just going to read you a little something I was going to read earlier. When I started off the show, I played a song by the band Prince Rama. And, you know, something that's kind of interesting to me about them is they have one of the duo has a sort of manifesto and a whole kind of framework that she's created called the Now Age. I'm just going to read a couple things from this manifesto. The Now Age, Meditations on Sound and the Architecture of Utopia. Prologue. The Now Age cannot be named, for once named, it becomes part of a fixed moment in time and is thus lost. It is not to be confused with the New Age, because there's nothing new about it. It is, always was, and always will be. In the process of writing this, the Now Age will have already eluded itself. The process of reading will vanquish it entirely. The Record, Fossilizing the End of Time. A record contains both the visual symbolism of the mandala and the acoustic symbolism of sound that is arranged cyclically in a rotation independent of the external space and time in which it is situated. Whoa, I'm going to say that again. A record contains both the visual symbolism of the mandala and the acoustic symbolism of sound that is arranged cyclically in a rotation independent of the external space and time in which it is situated. The physical structure of the record contains the utopic diagram of the logarithmic spiral journey of the soul towards a timeless center embedded in the archetypal passage of the needle from the outer rim to the inner, endless silence of the central groove. Thus, the end of each spiral journey is framed by silence.
Thank you.
How should the moon ride out of the sky for you, baby? I'll be the pennies on your eyes for you, baby. I want to take you out to the fair. Here is a red rose ribbon for your hair. I'll shoot the moon right out of the sky for you, baby. I'll shoot the moon for you. A vulture circles over your head for you, baby. I'll be the flowers after your death for you, baby. I want to build a nest in your head. I want to kiss you and never be there. I'll shoot the moon right out of the sky for you, baby. I'll shoot the moon for you.
Oh, my slender new branch. It will bend, it will sway in the breeze, as the devil does his polka with a hatchet in his hand, as a sniper in the branches of the trees. As the vulture flutters down, the snake sheds his dove, Willem's cutting off his fingers so they'll fit into the glove. For Willem can't wait to be Peg Leg's crown. And the briar is strangling the rose back now. The briar is strangling the rose.
You're listening to WGXC Acra. I'm Alana, your host. This has been There. We have just a couple minutes left. Tony Fallon is on at 8 with the Irish Show every week. If you'd like to, we've been listening to The Black Rider, the soundtrack by Tom Waits to the musical theater production of the same name. If you'd like to hear the rest of it, on the very special and occasional There web stream, you can find that on the Wave Farm app and on the website, wgxc.org, under Partner Streams. While you're on the website, you can also check out wgxc.org/donate. And if you'd like to support the work we do here, all this stuff, almost 100 or more volunteer programmers creating content for you to tickle your eardrums. These are tough financial times for everyone, and the station needs your help. So if you have some extra to give, if you can give every month, please go to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Now, George was a good straight boy to begin with. But there's bad blood in him some way, and he got into the magic bullets that lead straight to the devil's work. Just like marijuana leads to heroin. You can take them bullets and leave them, do you? Just save a few for your bad days. Well, we all have those bad days when we